Before we get started with today's episode, I want to thank Lumen for sponsoring today's episode. I want to tell you guys about Lumen, which is working to improve metabolic health and the quality of life. They are doing this with the first device to measure a person's metabolism in real time.
Lumen measures metabolism through the breath.
What this will tell you is if your body is using fats for fuel or carbs for fuel. It also provides you personalized daily meal plans and insights to help you reach your fitness and weight goals. Lumen science is rooted in years of validation and research conducted by two of their founders and chief scientists. If you are interested in looking into Lumen and purchasing any of their products, please go to www.lumen.me. And you can also use my code THRIVE25 to get $25 off your purchase. Now, before we get started with this week's episode, don't forget to comment down below and rate this episode. I would love your feedback on whether or not you did enjoy it. Also, don't forget to subscribe. That way you can be informed every time I do upload a new podcast with a brand new topic. So let's get right into this week's episode. This month,
we're kind of diving into mental health. And so mental health is like a huge umbrella. There's so many topics underneath within mental health. And so one of the things that I want to kind of tackle is learning how to speak up for yourself. So you can call this maybe someone having the fear of confrontation. And really the ability to speak up for yourself is just something that you learn over time. It's a skill that you have to practice. Don't get me wrong, I think that there are some people that you might perceive to be more witty and more assertive than others. But again, that's just a skill that they've kind of mastered and practiced time and time again. So when you are learning how to speak up for yourself, there are some key things that you must, fundamental things that you must work on in order to really not have a fear of confronting another person, but really being able to be comfortable in your own skin to speak your own mind. And like always, before we even dive into anything, if you have not already subscribed, don't forget to click on the subscribe button down below. I have been creating videos for the past 2 or 3 years, and it still kind of amazes me how fast this channel has grown, what an amazing community we have built here, and I can't thank you guys enough. If you are not following me on Instagram as well, I'm gonna link it over here. You can follow me here as well. So you can get more of an insight in terms of my day-to-day. If you ever wanna know what I'm offering in terms of coaching or programs that I'm working on and developing for you guys, all of that information is here. Podcasts, clothing, which you guys can see down below this video, all the pieces that I do offer as well. So tons and tons of information. And if you want any tidbits into my own personal life, you can check me out there. Now, like I said in the beginning, there are definitely people that may appear to be more high-wired for confronting others, right? They may be comfortable in their own skin to be able to say whatever it is they want, whenever they want to. They may be able to articulate themselves very well. Then there are others who are just a very aggressive person. So it's almost like they have a fake sense of confidence. But what you want to learn is how to really be comfortable in your own skin to tell people what you think and how you feel, right? Really learning how to stand up and speak up for yourself whenever you need to. So the first thing that I want you to consider when learning how to speak up for yourself is don't try to be something that you're not, and don't try to, and I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive, and I'm gonna get into that in 1 second, but don't try to be so different all at once. So you don't wanna go from 0 to 60 and be a completely different person, because you're gonna really scare the people in your life, but you wanna ease into not suppressing what you think and feel and being able to say it to other people. So you want to take this entire process day by day by implementing the steps and tips that I'm going to give you in this video. So the next thing is you have to figure out who in your life you feel like you need to either say something to, or who in your life do you struggle with kind of being yourself and saying the things that you know you need to say. So if you, I always say you should always take an inventory of the people in your life. You should know the people in your life that push your buttons. You should know the people in your life that are abusive, and you should know what type of abuse is their drink of choice. You know, what do they like to use on you? So take an inventory of who's in your life. What is a conversation that you know you need to have with someone, and kind of just get an inventory of who do I need to kind of work on first. So as you are taking this inventory, you want to ask yourself some key questions. So who in my life do I need to have a conversation with? Why do I not want to have this conversation? And as you ask yourself any question, you're basically going to start tapping into either your wounded inner child or just that part of you that like really knows exactly how you feel. So let that part of you come up and just talk for a second. So why are you avoiding this conversation? And what is holding you back? Like, what is the fear that you have with having this conversation or saying the things that you need to say? So a lot of the times when we have stuff or feelings inside of ourselves that we don't express to other people, it can manifest in many different ways. It can manifest into resentment. It can manifest into low self-esteem or low confidence, because you have to understand there's a part of you. And when we talk about self-parenting, you know, when I talk about self-parenting on this channel, it is your job to be the adult to yourself. So there is a part of you, you can call your inner child, whatever you wanna call it, that needs to say this, right? It feels this way about this person or this situation. And it is your job as the adult to be able to have this uncomfortable conversation with this other person, with this outside person. So just like any parent to a child, you are responsible for standing up for yourself, for speaking up for yourself, and protecting yourself. Now, the next thing, and this is something that requires really a daily practice, not just in this specific instance, but really in many aspects of your life, is learning how to slow yourself down. We are so programmed in this society, maybe even in the world, to be very reactive. Like, we have to get things done so quickly. We need to say this right away. We need to handle the situation right away. We need to react to everything that other people are doing. And when you start to kind of slow down, it allows you to think about how you want to handle this, what specifically you want to say, and it allows you to start being confident. Because someone who is confident in themselves and really loves themselves and can stand up for themselves is not a person, and I'm talking authentically healthy confidence, right? Someone who is very self-loving. That person tends to be a person that slows down the conversation because their words are extremely important to themselves and they want to make sure they get everything out. Now, a person that is very rushing and aggressive and forceful and argumentative, that's not someone who's healthy. That's someone who's either letting their ego take over or, quite frankly, is just very toxic and abusive and doesn't know how to actually love themselves and stand up for themselves in a healthy way. So you want to allow yourself, even in the midst of conversation, is allow yourself space. Most people don't like that space when you're having a conversation, and it can be an uncomfortable conversation or not an uncomfortable conversation, but most people don't enjoy that pause. And I know even for myself, if you go back to like my first YouTube video, at least that's how I felt. I always felt like I was rushing in my videos rather than kind of slowing down what I needed to say so I could think a little bit before I was about to say something. That's no different even in conversations with other people. You are your most confident when you can have that awkward pause in a conversation so you can think about what you want to say before you actually say it. The next thing is kind of like, I don't want to say a rehearsal, but if you know specifically who you need to have these conversations with, how you need to stand up for yourself, right? So you know the person in your life that kind of can bust your bubbles or bust your chops or get under your skin, or you know you need to have this uncomfortable conversation with someone, practice it. Practice being your authentic self. Write down the main points that you want to make during this conversation and go in the shower, go for a drive, and just practice having the dialogue. Practice saying the things that you know you really want to say. The more you practice something and you rehearse it, then when you are in the midst of the conversation, you already kind of are comfortable with where you want to take the conversation. And of course, you can't be in control of everything. You don't know how this person's going to react. And so you kind of have to play off of that. But that goes right into my next point. When someone does react to you, allow yourself that space, that ability to be relaxed, take a step back, and let a person react however they want to. Now, for some people, this can take a lot of self-discipline because, again, we're programmed to be very reactive. They might say something where your ego gets triggered. So just be very aware when someone's saying something to you and they're reacting and they're, you know, yelling or screaming or whatever it is that they're doing. It's almost like a child. Let that person throw their tantrum and say whatever it is they need to say. Be very present to your own self and very aware as to what it is that you're feeling by something that they said. Just be aware of the feeling. You don't need to react. You don't need to say anything. And then at the end of the conversation, when that person's done spewing whatever it is that they want to spew, then you can handle the situation in an appropriate way. You know, learning to stand up for yourself doesn't just mean, and you know, having confrontation with someone doesn't just mean engaging with someone and telling them off and telling them what they're doing and how it's making you feel and getting so angry and worked up about it. A lot of the times it's really learning within yourself how to have self-control. It's learning how to slow things down. It's learning how to not get triggered, not let your ego get triggered by what someone else is doing. A lot of the times learning how to speak up for yourself is actually not speaking at all. A lot of the times really learning how to love yourself and you know, helping yourself through confrontation is doing something as simple as disengaging. Where this becomes really easy to not respond, regardless of what someone else says, right? Being able to practice what you want to say and saying it. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the times the people that fear confrontation is because they fear the unknown of what's going to happen after I say this. Am I going to be able to handle myself in this situation with this person? And sometimes the best thing for you is to leave a situation. If you feel like you're getting too emotional or you are getting angry, or you know that, okay, I was calm in the beginning and I don't feel it now and I can't get to the place, then something that you do that allows you to confront the person is being able to disengage, take a step back, and handling again in another at another time in another place. Remember, the point of all of this is being able to verbally tell someone what you think and how you feel. And however someone takes what it is that you're saying is on them. You own your feelings and how you feel, and you don't need anyone's approval, or quite frankly, you don't need anyone else to agree with you. So one of the healthiest things you can ever do for yourself is learning how to validate your own thoughts and feelings and not needing other people to agree with you. When I tell you, when I started learning how to do this for myself, like all arguments went right out the door. I was able to express myself very clearly to others because I wasn't looking for them to approve of what I was saying. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. I hope it taught you just or gave you some insight on how to not fear confrontation, how to speak up for yourself, how to stand up for yourself. Again, a lot of this just has to do with yourself, slowing yourself down, having self-control, you know, creating that bubble, like I always like to say, and practicing this stuff time and time again. The more you know, when you know that there's a situation that you're in where you could just fear that confrontation and just walk away and not say the things that you need to say, but when you know you're in those situations, the more you kind of challenge yourself, that's when you become the person that you're striving to be, the self-loving, confident person.